Lesson 2. Text A. But the Chinese did. One day, Tom said to one of his friends, I'm going to have a holiday in Peking, but I don't speak Chinese. So I'll go to evening classes and have Chinese lessons for a month before I go. He studied very hard for a month, and then his holidays began and he went to China. When he came back a few weeks later, his friend said to him, Did you have any trouble with your Chinese when you were in Peking, Tom? No, I didn't have any trouble with it, answered Tom. But the Chinese did.
Text B. At the birthday party. Welcome, Peter. Give me your coat and hat.
Thank you, Mrs. Ross.
The boys and girls are in the living room. Wait, I'll call John.
Hi, Peter. Why are you late? My mother made me dress up. That's good. Alice has some pretty friends. You know I don't like girls. Happy birthday, Alice. Many happy returns of the day. Here's a present for you.
Thank you, Peter. Come into the dining room. I'm going to cut the cake soon.
Have some sandwiches, Peter. Thanks, John. Who's that girl? That's Joan. She's pretty, isn't she? She likes to dance. Ask her to dance. Well, I don't know. Don't be afraid. She isn't going to bite you. Who's afraid? I'm not afraid. Would you like to dance, Joan?
Yes, thank you. I'd like to dance very much. 7. Read the following passage once. Underline the key words while reading, and retell the story to your partner. Self-service. If you are in a hurry and you want to have a quick meal, there is no better place than a self-service restaurant. You go into the restaurant, pick up a tray, knife, fork, and spoon, and queue at a counter where the food is on display. You pick out what you want and put it on your tray, which you have to push along a special rack till you reach the cashier. The cashier will give you your bill. After paying, you take your tray to any table you like. You can sit alone or with another customer. You can have a good meal in 10 minutes. And, as there is no waiter, you don't have to give a tip.